Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Chris, you were talking to us about Josiah and what the Lord was sharing with you there in your abiding time. Man, what's the Lord saying?
Yeah, well, you know, we've been talking a lot about Josiah, and it's been a very, very encouraging words. I was reading in 2 Chronicles 35, where it says that this took place after, you know, Josiah was putting the kingdom back in order. Mm-hmm. You know, they had found the word of God, and he was putting everything back in order, mm-hmm. and getting the temple right, cleaning the temple out. And what he makes this profound statement to me, it was pretty profound. He's talking to the priest.
Do tell.
He's speaking to the priests, and he tells them, he says, put the holy ark in the temple of the Lord. You no longer need to carry it back and forth on your shoulders. Now spend your time serving the Lord your God and his people, Israel. Mm. And I just began to meditate on that. And, you know, how many times, you know, do we walk around and we're trying to carry what God has given to us in our own strength? We're carrying it on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and Josiah saying, put it down, put it in the temple. And in 2 Corinthians, it tells us that Paul says, do you not know that you are the temple of the living God and that mm-hmm. the Spirit of the Lord lives in you? You know, so many times today that, you know, we're trying to carry around this huge load. It's like mm-hmm. we're always trying to go from one project to the next. We have so many mm-hmm. different things going on, and we begin to start carrying them in our own strength. But yeah. Jesus says, you know, take my yoke. Mm. upon you, for it is easy, and you know my burden is light.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we've got to stop. You know, we got to stop trying to carry these things in our own strength, because how many times do we fail? Our strength is failing,
mm-hmm.
and how many times do we get in the way?
Yeah, and we can trust the Lord with that. I mean, there's a season where you're doing one thing and you're supposed to be carrying it, and the Lord's trying to develop faith and strength in you. And there's another season where God's saying, put that down. Mm-hmm. And you got to know what to do in the season that you're living in. That's why it's important to abide. It's important to spend time with the Lord. It's important to hear what God is saying to you. Mm-hmm. Because God may be saying for someone else, hey, you need to carry this at this time. For you, it's right for you to carry. And for you at this time, it's right for you to set it down. Mm-hmm. But it's so true what you're saying. It comes to a point where you say, listen, you can't carry that.
Right, exactly. And then another aspect that he was showing me, you know, is that they were carrying the ark on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we look at how, you know, we look and we see that how, you know, the Pharisees, they would walk around and Jesus talked about them, how they stood on street corners praying. You know, they did everything to look good.
Right.
You know, look at me. I'm carrying this thing. I've got my Bible. Here it is. Don't you see? Mm-hmm. I'm carrying it everywhere I go. But he says to put it down, you know. So many times in the scriptures, it tells us over and over again, God tells us to, you know, take the word, take my commandments and put them on the tablets of your heart. Put them inside, put them in the temple.
Right.
You know, because we are the temple.
Right.
And, you know, Jesus talks about them that, you know, says he calls them whitewashed tombs. Mm-hmm. You know, they were so worried about the outside of the cup and not the, while they walked around, they were empty cups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, we're supposed to be. You know, we talk about it so many times, we're just to be the church.
Right.
Stop looking like the church. Stop acting. Be. Do. Mm-hmm. Do the work of the Lord that he's called yeah. you to do. And he also showed me in Hezekiah, in 2 Chronicles, in Hezekiah, he says, in everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly, and so he prospered.
Mm.
You know, if we just do the work of the Lord, which Josiah said,
mm-hmm.
put it down and just begin to serve God's people.
Mm.
Stop trying to serve yourself. Stop trying to look good.
Yeah.
Put it down. Put the word of God. Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, love your brothers.
It comes to a point where, listen, it's not what you're, you know, God's not interested in what you can do for him. You know what I mean? He's interested in you loving. You're not doing something for God, you know. God is using you to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? God is using you. You're not using God. And it's important to trust him it's important to not get into works. And it's, I mean, it's a powerful word, you know. And at that time, just what was going on with the priest is just a different way of doing it. And he was just saying, listen, go ahead and put that down now. Put that down. This is what you need to do. Put it down. Put that in temple and just service and minister to the people. And it's a good word today. It's good for us to always keep focus at, listen, it's about being a part of what God wants to do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.